从生命的突破谈人生的喜乐。
Based on the book of Philippians, we'll discuss the topic of joy of life from the breakthrough of life.
我们谈到背景。
We've gone over the background.
我们上节谈到突破批评的痛苦。
We also went over the breakthrough of physical hardship.
我们继续来谈，当人家批评你的时候，我们怎么样能够有一个突破？
How can we have a breakthrough when we are being criticized?
这些人竟然是传道人。
And if these people who are criticizing you are also preachers.
他们是在教会里面有分量的人。
And they are those who have authority in the church.
但是保罗说，因为基督也因着他们能够被传开。
But Paul said that even through them, Christ can be preached.
所以这有什么关？就他就喜乐了。
And because of this, he rejoiced.
而且还要喜乐。
And he would continue to rejoice.
所以他能够看开别人对他的批评。
He was able to look past the criticism.
我们来看一章，腓立比书一章。
Let us refer to Philippians chapter 1.
一章的十八节。
Verse 18.
这又何妨呢？
But what does it matter?
没有关系的啦。
It is of no importance.
从个角度看一看，你心就放开来了。
If you switch perspectives, then you can look past it.
我们来看哥林多前书四章三到五节。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians.
四章三到五节。
Chapter 4, verse 1 through 5.
哥林多前书四章三到五节。
1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1 through 5.
我被你们论断，或被别人论断。我都以为极小的事，连我自己也不论断自己。所以，如果你一直在乎别人怎么看我们，你会很辛苦。
If we continually think about what others think about us, then we will suffer greatly.
我们呢，凡事尽其在我，但求无愧于心呐。你只要尽力就好了，心里没有愧就好了。
As long as we do it with all of our might, then we will have not any burden in our conscience.
所以保罗说，我做事情都是求无愧的良心。
And Paul says that all he wills is to do things without a guilty conscience, with a clean conscience.
第三节他说呢，连我自己也不论断自己的啦。
In verse 3 he says he does not even judge himself.
我怎么样论断自己呢？
How shall I judge myself?
每个人都觉得自己好。
Everyone considers himself as good.
但是你自己觉得好，神就觉得好吗？
But just because we think we are good, does that mean God believes so too?
所以有论断的神呐。
God is a God of judgment.
第四节。
Verse 4.
我虽不觉得自己有错，却也不能因此得以称义。
Although his conscience is clear, he cannot deem himself to be innocent.
这一节对我对小弟有一个很大的提醒。
And this verse is a great reminder for me.
在工作当中，有时候我们也会被人家误会哈。
In the midst of our labor, we might be misunderstood by our colleagues.
那你被误会的时候，你很想人家来 justify you， 别人站在你这一边。
And when we are misunderstood, we want to be justified and for others to step into your shoes.
No, you want to be justified. You want people to think that you are right. 但是你虽然不觉得自己有错，也不能因为你觉得自己有错，因为这样子神就说你是对的，不一定是这样子的。
And even though you may think you have done no wrong, then you cannot believe that God will deem you innocent also.
有一次，我因为一件事情啊，我觉得很难过。
And because of an incident, I was in great pain.
我常常觉得，我觉得那件事情，我觉得另外一个人怎么可以这样子呢？
And I thought, why would that person behave in that manner?
所以我就想要离开那个场所一段时间。
And I wanted to leave that location for some time.
但是一个工人就跟我讲这句话。
But a worker said thus.
你虽然不觉得自己有错，你也不能因为这样觉得自己很好。
Even though you may think that you have not done anything wrong, but you cannot consider that you are very good.
就是这一节啦。
It's the same message.
因为神在论断，这是你自己的观点，你觉得自己没有错，这是你的观点。但是你也不能因为这个态度就觉得神一定认为你是对的。
From your perspective, you may think that you are innocent, but that is not so before God.
所以神最后会知道谁是对是错。
In the end, God is the one who judges who is right and who is not.
所以我们也要有雅量接受别人的批评。
Also, we must have this strength in order to take on the criticism.
所以保罗说这是极小的事情呢。
This is such a small, inconsequential matter.
这是一种灵修的结果。
And this is a result of spiritual cultivation.
我们中国人说蚊子叮牛角了，蚊子叮牛角了。
A Chinese proverb that says that mosquitoes will bite the heel of a
the horn of the cow, huh?
The horn of a cow.
The horn of cow do not feel anything.
And you will not feel anything.
这是一种灵修的过程。
This is a procedure or a process in spiritual cultivation.
耶稣说，如果每个人都说你是好人，那你就糟糕了，你就有祸了。
Jesus says that if everyone thinks that you're good, then you are in trouble.
所以总是有人会讲我们一些事情的。
It is common that someone will criticize us.
我们小时候都听过两个一对父子抬驴一对父子跟一只驴子的故事。
When we were young, we might have heard the story of a parent and a son carrying a mule.
本来是儿子骑着驴子父亲牵驴子。
At first, the son was on the mule and the father was leading the mule.
人家说哇，怎么儿子坐驴子呢？你看那个儿子这么不孝。
People criticized him, saying that he was not filial to his father.
那现在就父亲骑驴子，儿子牵驴子。
They switched roles, and the father sat on the mule while the child led.
人家说：“哇，这个老爸怎么不爱护这个孩子呢？”
Others criticized him, saying, "How does the father not show love for his child?"
后来就两个一起去坐驴子。
And then both sat on top of the mule.
人家说：“哇，你们这个怎么这么不爱护动物呢？”
Others said that they did not take care of the animal.
想了半天怎么办？父子一起来抬驴子。
Then the father and the child picked up the mule on their shoulders.
这个实在是有点滑稽啦。It's very funny.
It's very humorous.
这个怎么人要来抬驴子呢？
How is it that man will carry a mule?
这个就是活在别人批评当中的一个结果。
And this is the result of living in the midst of criticism.
所以这又何妨呢？
Then what does it matter?
这又何妨？又让我想起那句话，就是 Let it be.
And it makes me
think. 让它去吧 ，Let it be.
We should just let it go or let it be.
Let it be, let it be, let it be. Let it be. 这是 words of wisdom. 这是一个智慧的话，叫 let it be.
These are truly words of wisdom to let it be.
所以只要基督传开就高兴了。
As long as Christ is preached, then we shall be happy.
我们要懂得也去原谅那些批评我们的人。
We also must learn to forgive those who have criticized us.
大卫他是合神心意的人。
David was a man after God's own heart.
我们看圣经的人为什么他们可以原谅别人呢？
How can the Bible characters forgive others?
第一点就是因为他们所做的他们不知道。
First, because they do not know what they have done.
常常很多人批评你呢，不知道随便讲一句话会伤你的心，他不知道的。
Some people may criticize you and not know the effect it has on your heart.
因为耶稣说父啊赦免他们，因为他们所做的他们不知道。
For example, Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do."
我们为什么可以赦免别人的批评呢？
Why? How can we forgive others' criticism?
因为我们也是罪人。
Because we are also sinners.
虽然批评我们的人是罪人。
Even though those who criticize us are also sinners.
四枚骂大卫拿土扬大卫，用石头打大卫。
Shimei was criticizing David, and they wanted to pick up a stone to stone him.
那大卫说：“就让他去吧。”
But David said to let him be.
连我儿子都要杀我了，何况这个四枚呢？这个便雅悯人呢？
Even my son wants to kill me. Why wouldn't a Benjamin do so?
我自己也是罪人呐。
I am also a sinner.
所以我们天父要我们跟他完全一样完全。
Our Father wants us to be perfect as He is perfect.
所以当他回头的时候，他知道自己是王，所以可以原谅别人。
When he turned back, he knew that he was a king and he could forgive others.
他四枚来跟他说对不起的时候。
When Shimei came to ask for forgiveness,
他的仆人说：“这个人曾经侮辱过王，把他杀了吧。”
His servant said, "This person has spoken against the king. Let us kill him."
大卫说：“我是王啊。”
And King David said, "I am king."
我今日做以色列的王，怎么可以做这种事情呢？
How can I perform this thing now that I'm the king of the Israelites?
我们在神国里面都是跟神一起掌王权的。
In the kingdom of God, we have the same authority as we.Sharing the authority of God.
所以我们要有宰相的心，宰相的度量可以撑船。
Therefore, we must have this heart of the sovereign.
你一定会被得救的啦。
And you will be delivered.
在被这个批评的事上面。
In the situation of criticism.
我们来看一章。
Let us return to Philippians 1.
腓立比书一章第十九节。
Verse 19.
因为我知道这是借着你们的祈祷和耶稣基督之灵的帮助，终必叫我得救。日久一定见人心的啦，路遥一定知马力的啦，大久了大家都会知道怎么回事的啦。
In time, everyone would know the truth.
还有你们帮助我祷告啊。
Also, you have interceded for me.
圣灵会帮助我啊。
And the Holy Spirit will help me.
其实批评的事哦，过几个月没有人记得了啦。
Criticisms are forgotten in a matter of months.
你再想想看教会的事情。
You think about things in the church.
教会哦，常常经过大风大浪啊。
There are constantly waves and wind.
三年前的大风大浪，你现在还记得吗？
Do you remember those things that have passed before?
没有人在想这些事情了啦。
Nobody thinks of these anymore.
啊，真的，一些哦，风风浪浪哦，一些尘埃哦，一下子就会沉淀下来了。
And many conflicts and other situations will calm down eventually.
Oh, life goes on. 哦，生命一直在往前走。
Life continues.
我们就让神处理他自己的事情吧。
And let us let God solve His own thing.
因为自有论断的神呐。
Because God is a God that knows how to judge.
但是虽然我被论断，基督还是被显大啊。
Even though I have been criticized, then Christ is still manifested.
哦，我们这样就可以突破了。
And this is how we can see past it.
因为我们活着是基督。
Because our life is Christ.
哦，我们不是活在自己的荣辱当中，是活在基督的荣辱当中。
We live for Christ's glory.
哦，这样子我们心就开了。
And this is how we can look past the situation.
那我们再来看怎么样突破这个生死的挑选。
How can we break past the concept of life and death?
我们要从对死的盼望啊，了解生的喜乐。
We need to look through the hope of death to understand the joy of life.
对保罗来讲啊，其实他活着死了，对他来讲，活着他就是基督，他觉得死的就有益处了。
Paul felt that to live is Christ and to die is to gain.
其所以死它是有一个好处的。
Death has a benefit.
如果有好处，你就会想要去做。
And if it has a benefit, you will want to pursue it.
我们现在人觉得什么是好处呢？
What do humans deem to be a benefit?
哦，比如说现在不是经济不好吗？
For example, now we are undergoing a very difficult economic circumstance.
你有人听 Warren Buffett 说，当大家都在恐慌的时候，你就要贪婪。这是他说的，不是我说的哦。
Warren Buffett said that when everyone is in panic, you must be.
You should be greedy, yeah?意思就是说，你应该这个时候投资了。
You should invest at this time.
哦，不，这里不谈这个问题了哈，这不是教会的问题。
And we shall not discuss.
我的意思就是说，有益处大家都要下去做，所以，哦，很多人都会做对自己有益处的事情。
We will often pursue those things that bring us a benefit.
但是很奇妙呢，保罗竟然说死有益处。
The strange thing is that Paul claims that to die is to gain.
但是他那个前提是要活着是基督哦。
But the prerequisite is that to live, it must be in Christ.
我们来看一章的二十节。
Philippians chapter 1, verse 20.
二十节，照着我所切慕、所盼望的，没有一件事叫我羞愧。凡事，只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。二十一节，因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。所以保罗说死了是有益处的。
Paul said that there is gain in death.
如果你活着是为了钱，
If we live for money,
死了没有益处。
We have no benefit upon
death. 如果我们活着是为了家庭，
If we live for our family,
死了家人会纪念你。
In our death, our family will remember us.
但是在家人死了也没什么益处。
But when our family dies, then we have no gain.
如果我们活着是基督，
If we live for Christ,
我们真的死了，主耶稣会照着我们所做的来报答我们。
When we die, Christ will reward us according to what we have done.
所以我们常常听到传道人讲说，有的人想活着像所罗门，死的像保罗。
Pastors often say that those who want to live like Solomon and die like Paul.
这是不可能的。
This is impossible.
你要享受所罗门王那一种在罪恶中的生活，死了就没有办法像基督一样，就是得到好处。
If you live like Solomon in the midst of sin, you cannot receive the benefits in your death.
那不只是有好处。他还讲说是好的无比的。
Not only is it a gain, but it is far better than anything else.
我们来再读这个一章二十三节。
Philippians chapter 1, verse 23.
一章二十三节。
Philippians chapter 1, verse 23.
我正在两难之间，情愿离世与基督同在，因为这是好的无比的。真的死是好的无比，对保罗来讲是好的无比的呢。
To Paul, death is something without comparison.
他不是像我们一样，只是一个想象。我觉得应该好的，他不是一个觉得一个想象，说他应该是这样子的。
He did not imagine it. He felt that it was this.
他曾经到第三层天去过。
He had even gone up to the third heaven.
他知道那里是好的无比的。
And he knew that there was no comparison to that.
他没有办法用一句话来形容。
He could not describe it with a word.
只能够用这样来形容而已啦。
Only to say that it's far better than anything else.
我们想想我们自己，想想这个世界啊。
If we think about this world,
我们这个世界现在哪一种生意最好做得比较好？
What is the most profitable business?
应该不这样讲啦，有种生意哦，就是做健康食品做得还不错，对不对？
For example, health products.
不过现在经济不好，健康食品当然不好做了。
But now it's also difficult to pursue this.
那为什么大家会这么在乎这些东西呢？
Why do we care about these things so much?
因为大家不想生病嘛。
Because none of us wants to fall ill.
我觉得很多基督徒是不怕死的，但是也怕病啊，对不对？
Many Christians are not afraid of death, but they're afraid of illness.
所以我们也吃健康食品。
And that is why we also take vitamins.
但是哈，如果怕死的话哦，可能我们信仰真的没有根基。
But if we are afraid of death, then we are not firmly rooted in our faith.
真正对天国有盼望的人不怕死。
Those who truly have a hope of the kingdom of heaven are not afraid of
death. 而且还会向往哦，还会向往哦。
And they will yearn for it.
我遇到一位老姐妹啊，我跟大家讲过这个故事吗？
There is an elderly sister.
她有一次到洗手间去洗脸。
She went to the restroom to wash her face.
她就 pass out 了，她就昏倒在地上。
And she fainted.
那个早上哦，然后家里都没有人。
There was nobody at home.
那后来医生证实那是一个轻微中风。
And the doctor said that it was a mild stroke.
以后才知道的了哦。
And they only knew that afterwards.
她就昏死在那边大概两三个小时。
And she was passed out for about 2 or 3 hours.
然后自己又再醒过来。
She awoke.
你知道遇到我第一句话讲什么吗？
What was the first thing that was out of her mouth when she met me?
哇，如果那个时候就回去见耶稣，不晓得多好！你看。
I don't know how wonderful it would be if I could have gone to see Christ.
没病没灾没痛，又不用看医生，真的。
Without any illness or calamity, and without having to see a doctor.
最近诸位有没有去过医院走一趟？
Have you visited the hospital lately?
我常常觉得病人很辛苦哦。
It is very difficult to be ill.
任人宰割，就是我们人为刀俎，我为鱼肉，真的，人家要割要抽血就抽血，人家要做这个就做这个。
You need to undergo different procedures.
你觉得你在病危的时候 prolong your life, 延迟让用医疗的延迟你的生命有意义吗？
Do you think that there's a meaning in prolonging your life?
当然我们的家人会舍不得了，让他多活一点不是很好吗？
Our family members would want us to remain in this life longer.
但是大家可以再祷告看看，
But we should pray about this matter.
我的祖母昏迷的时候
When my grandmother went into a coma,
我们的伯叔他们那一辈啊，每个人意见都不一样。
All of our older relatives had different opinions.
有的是说让他走了，哎呀，这样子不是很安详吗？让他走了。
Some said let her go.
有的说怎么可以？你怎么那么没有爱心啊？妈妈呢？妈妈要走了，不可以走。
And others said you have no love, you cannot let her go.
结果医生也没有把握啊，医生其实也不建议再做什么了啦。
And the doctor had no other advice.
但是有的很坚持啊。那你不能说，那你当然你讲让他死的一定是不孝子嘛。
Some may think that those who wanted to let her go are not filial children.
那结果他真的被救活了。
And she was revived.
但是同时他也就没有办法行动了。
But she was an invalid. She was unable to move.
他就是很惨的，再活了两三年。
And she
没有 dignity 的再活了两三年。
She lived on for 2 or 3 years without any dignity.
那我不知道这个是好还是不好，大家想想看。
I don't know if this is good or bad.
我认识一位女执事啊，在台湾。
A deaconess in Taiwan.
她就是在发生事情之前就跟儿女讲，如果真的医生说没有办法了你就不要急救了。
She told her children that if I cannot be saved, just let it be.
那就这样走了。
And this is how she passed away.
很快
Very quickly.
没有很多的痛
Without much suffering.
请问你选择哪一种？
What is your choice?
我在想可能要早点让我们小孩子知道了
I think 免
得他们吵架
Let our children know ahead of time so there's no dispute.
因为你在 coma 啦，那他们为你的事情两个吵架，不是一家人在吵架，麻烦。
Because if you're in a coma, there will be conflict.
但是如果你让保罗来选呢？
But if you give this choice over to Paul,
保罗说：“我不要急救了。”
He would say, "Do not revile."
应该是这样说嘛，对不对？我没有 interpret 错，应该没有解释错嘛，对不对？哈，在两难之间，我宁愿回家。
Between these two choices, I would rather go home.
因为那个是好的无比的。
Because that is far better.
所以其实死亡不可怕了，真的。
Death is not a scary.
不要说你有圣灵啦，不要说你有圣灵，所以不可怕了。
It's not because you have the Holy Spirit that you do not fear.
我曾经读过托尔斯泰的一篇文章啊。
I read an essay.
啊，托尔斯泰哈，那是一个有
Tolstoy
一个有基督徒思想的有基督徒观念的思想家。他说我死亡不可怕，你只要走近前一点，摸他一下，就知道原来他是不可怕的，他只是一个生命的开始而已。
He said, "I will not be afraid as long as I approach it and hold on to it. It is the beginning of life."
哦，所以你看，我们这耶稣教会真的是很宝贵哦。
It is very precious to be in the True Jesus Church.
很多人都有那种到天国游玩的经验呢。
Many have experienced what it is like to be in heaven.
我想我们在座的说不定也有人呢。
There may even be some among us.
伯恩教会，我听到一个黄妈妈，她就这样亲口做见证，她先生死了，她哭得要命。
There's a sister in Bonaparte Church that wept when her husband passed away.
那主耶稣让她做梦，梦到她先生去的地方。
And the Lord let her have a dream about the place where her husband went.
她的结论就是问她先生：“哦，原来你这里这么好哦，早知道我就不要哭了。”
And she said, "Well, if I knew that it was such a beautiful place, then I would not have wept for you."
那时候我那先生跟她讲说：“我都不用盖棉被呢。”
And her husband said, "I don't even have to wear covers."
她先生是跟她讲说：“我要跟你离婚了，因为我跟你离婚之后，我死了你就不会哭了。哎”我在梦中了
哦。In her dream, her husband.
当然这个。做参考然后他先生 不希望他在梦中他的先生不希望他难过就对了
In her dream, her husband
开玩笑的了
want her to be suffering
他知道先生在的地方那个乐园这么好他就不再哀伤了
and because she knew what a wonderful place he was in she did not grieve for him
所以保罗说在两难之间我情愿跟基督同在
between these two choices he would rather be with the Lord
这是好的无比的啦
because it is by far,
所以弟兄姐妹你有这个盼望吗 你有这个盼望吗
Do you have this hope?
如果你怕、哦、如果真的怕死 怕病、哦、我想我 很怕生病、啊哦、被人家割被人家、哎、怕病怕病很正常怕病是正常的
It is normal to be afraid of illness
怕死可能不正常
But it is not normal for us to be afraid of death
我们的信仰可能要重新检讨真的
We must consider our beliefs
那我死好的无比，那我可以求死吗
？If to die is far better, should I ask for death?
可不可以
？May I?
求死好像很正常呢。
To ask to die may seem normal.
当你很痛苦的时候，你就想主耶稣啊，不如归去，不如归去哈。
When you are in great suffering, you will ask to pass on.
那个摩西也这样讲啊。
Even Moses said this.
我活得这么辛苦，责任这么大。Kill me here and now. 现在这个时候把我带走吧。
He said, "I'm suffering so much that I'd rather you kill me here and now."
以利亚也是一样啊，我不如我的列祖啊，取我走吧。
Even Elijah asked to be taken away.
所以可以了解为什么人在这个 agony， 在这个痛苦当中呢，他真的不想活了。哎呀，天国更好了，主耶稣啊，求求你哦，是我死吧。
And in the midst of agony, we would rather be in heaven.
啊，虽然是好像是一种自然的反应。
Even though this may be a natural response,
但是啊，求死啊啊，根据我们了解，生死在神手中，我们就交托神就好了，就不要求死了。
Life and death is in the grasp of our Savior.
因为如果你一定要求死哦，撒旦会来哦。
And if we insist on asking for death, then Satan will come.
啊，因为求死是本身是不对的。
Because it is incorrect to ask for death.
我们要尊重神的主权。
And we must respect the authority of God.
那死既然这么好，我为什么要活下去呢
？If to die is so good, then why shall I live on？
这个保罗说，第一个就是为了自己工作的果子啦。你如果你想想看，一个国家没有人，那个你觉得这个职位不好，其实比没有职位更好啦。
Even if someone who's not good should fill the position, it's better than no one filling.
You think the council is not good, but actually it's better than no council, 对不对？是不是这样子？所以。我们真的要教会的一个很重要的东西，就是我们要同心合意啊。
And one essential factor in the church is to have one mind.
要不然的话，很麻烦呢。
Otherwise, it will be the source of trouble.
那为什么人会不同心合意呢
Why is there a lack of unity?
因为人要贪图虚浮的荣耀。
Because people pursue vainglory.
那所以我们要了解到这个，如果有贪图虚浮的荣耀啊，我们会住在一个不和谐里面，其实是很痛苦的，没有喜乐的。
If we seek vainglory, then there will be no harmony or joy.
我们来读一下圣经哈，我们看箴言的二十一章。
Let's refer to Proverbs chapter 21.
箴言二十一章的第九节。
Verse 9.
箴言二十一章第九节。
Proverbs chapter 21, verse 9.
二十一章第九节。
Chapter 21, verse 9.
宁可住在房顶的角上，不在宽阔的屋顶与争吵的户人同住。那个如果一个家吵来吵去很麻烦呢。
It is very troublesome to have disputes or strife at home.
你宁可住到屋顶上面去。
It is better to live upon the roof.
如果一个家常常吵来吵去，像什么呢
？What does a quarrelsome home look like?
我们看十九章的十三节。
Let's look at chapter 19, verse 13.
十三节，愚昧的儿子。箴言十九章十三节。
Proverbs chapter 19, verse 13.
十九章十三节，愚昧的儿子是父亲的祸患，妻子的争吵如雨连连滴漏。如果你们家是这个住大房子了，但是家里没有温暖常常吵架。
If you live in a great mansion, but there's always arguments.
这个你真的不会觉得很舒服是不是？
You won't feel that this is a comfortable place.
我们的教会如果或是家里如果没有和谐很多弟兄姐妹真的会很不来到教会，会觉得很辛苦。
If there's no harmony at the home, then it will be very difficult to come to church.
所以真的工人的同心就是工人的喜乐就是看到弟兄姐妹可以同心合意。
A worker's joy is to see that the believers are like-minded.
虽然我们教会人不一定要多。
Although a church does not consist of, doesn't need to have.
但是只要大家能够一条心和谐的相处这里就是天堂了。
As long as everyone can get along and have one mind, this is heaven.
我们再回来再读一次腓立比书。
Let's return to Philippians.
腓立比书二章二节。
Chapter 2, verse 2.
二章二节，你们要意念相同，爱心相同，一样的心思，一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。这样子，工人的喜乐才可以满足。
And in this way, the worker's heart will be fulfilled.
有次我听了一位传道人做见证
A minister once gave a testimony.
他说他们家虽然没有很有钱
Even though they were not very wealthy.
但是他们家的人很喜欢唱歌唱诗
His family liked to sing hymns.
所以常常这个妈妈弹琴，爸爸唱第一部，女儿唱第二部，另外一个小女儿，他们全家就四部合唱就对了。
The mother would play the piano, and they would sing all four parts.
有一次有一个同学打电话到他们家。
And one day,
那个女儿的同学打电话到他们家。
The daughter's friend called in.
听到他们家在合唱。
And heard that they were singing together.
就说哇，你们家那个背景音乐怎么那么好听？觉得你们家真的像天堂一样呢。
She said, "Your home is, the sound of your home is so beautiful. It must be like heaven."
真的，我们家里虽然可以很小，但是可以像天堂一样。
Indeed, even if our home is very small, it can be like a piece of heaven.
只要大家同心合意了。
As long as everyone is united in one mind.
那我们刚刚提到说，不同心合意就是因为有人，就是人想要做大了。
And the cause of this disunity is because one person wants to be the leader.
要贪图虚浮的荣耀。
And is pursuing selfish ambition.
我们看第三节。凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，看别人比自己强。第四节，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾念别人的事。我们为什么不能同心呢？常常是，我们只站在自己的想法在想，不会想到说别人是那样想的。
There is dissension because we only see things from our own perspective and not through another.
你一定会想说我的想法是最合乎道理的，别人就是很不成熟的，很固执的，或者是很不合道理的。
We may think that ours is the most reasonable and the most biblically based, and others have an immature view of things.
那如果好了，即使你的观念是对的啦。
Even if your beliefs were correct.
但是因为这个观念是对的，提出来没有同心在做这个事情，那大家也不能够follow你这个对的事情。你还要坚持做下去吗
Even if your beliefs are correct, but there is no unity, do you want to insist upon your own way?
假设这个跟得救没有关系了，
If this has nothing to do with salvation,
那你要坚持做下去吗？
Will you continue insisting on your own way?
这个会很麻烦哦。
This will create trouble.
所以圣经讲说，刚强的人要担待软弱的人。
The Bible says that the strong must help out the weak.
所以有时候让时间来等一等啊，
Sometimes we must wait for the right time.
不一定要硬闯啊，你觉得对，我一定要坚持。因为你看自己的角度不一定看到别人的角度。
We should not force our own way and look through others' perspectives.
这样子的话，这样的实行只可能带来更糟糕，可能不会带来更好。
If we force our own way, there may be more negative consequences instead of positive
ones. 所以到最后的结论就是，我们一定要有基督的心。
The conclusion is that we must have the heart of Christ.
基督他那种吸取的过程是值得我们效法的。
We should imitate Christ's humility.
如果每个人都有基督的心，
If we all had the heart of Christ,
每个人都看别人比我们强，
and we consider others above ourselves,
教会就很容易同心合意了。
It would be very easy for the church to be of one mind.
那这个就是突破孤高的阴影，就是到最后要有基督的心了。
In order to break through arrogance is to have the heart of Jesus.
看别人比自己强，
to see others above ourselves.
如果你觉得实在是我考试都比他好，怎么办呢？怎么看他比我强呢？
If you think that you test a higher scores than another, how can you think that he is better than you?
实在是我比较有钱，我怎么看他比我更有钱呢？
I do have more money than that person. How can I see them as wealthier?
我实在是长得比较好看，为什么我一定要说他比我好看呢？
I really am more attractive. Why should I say that they are more beautiful?
到底圣经在讲说看别人比自己强，到底什么意思呢？
What does it mean to look at others as better than oneself?
有一次在查经的时候在分享什么叫谦卑。
During a Bible study,
怎么样谦卑了
？We were sharing how to be humble.
一个姐妹她在世上相当成功在学业上也相当成功。
There was a sister who was very successful in her academic life.
她说其实不难，只要你知道说你所有都是给予的，都是 given 的，都是给的，都是被神给的。
She said it's not hard as long as you remember that everything is given by God.
如果都是给的，有什么可以自夸的呢？
If everything is given by God, then how shall we boast?
并且我们知道我们一定别人的一定有一点会比我们强的啦。
Because we are aware that another will have another strength.
所以我们中国人说再差的马也懂得一步踢啊。蓝蓝马嘛一步踏啦。再差的马他都会踢啊。
Even the worst horse will know how to kick.
南南买一部塔，南南买买布嘛一部笑。再丑的太太，她也懂得笑啊。
Even the most ugly wife will know how to smile.
买买啊安嘛一部笑。再丑的先生，他也懂得疼惜啊。
Even an unattractive husband will know how to take care of his wife.
所以大家都有一些你没有办法比上他的地方啦。
And everyone has their own strength.
所以我们本来这次要讲效法基督的风范就是每个人都有基督的心教会都不会有问题。
If we imitate Christ's heart, Christ's mind, then we will have no problem.
他刚刚翻译他说 self-ambition, 追求虚浮的荣耀。另外一个话就是追求自己的野心教会很怕有这样的人，很麻烦。
It is a great source of problems for a person to have selfish ambition.
这个不过我很相信教会是神的家了。
But I believe that the church is the house of God.
真的有人很孤高，真的没有，总是有两个意见的时候，你怎么办呢？
What should you do if someone's very arrogant and there's a conflict of interest?
常常开会就吵架，怎么办呢？
And there's argument in the midst of the meeting.
小弟学到一个秘诀了自己事工的一个秘诀。
I learned a secret.
你就祷告就好了。
Pray about it.
真的，祷告一两三年之后，神就会让那个人搬家了，真的。那不是他搬家就是我搬家嘛，对不对？
After you pray for two or three years, either that person will move or you will move.
那反正两个一个不一样，一个意见不同的搬走了，大家意见就相同了嘛。
And the one who's dissenting, if they move away, then everyone.
所以你要忍耐等候了，不要跟他真的。如果说教会不是因为有反对党才会进步，这个传道讲的很对。教会不是因为有反对党才会进步，这是真的。这是社会上的观念了，社会上都有反对党，对不对？
You need to wait patiently because a church does not progress just when there is dissension.
Not because you have Democrat and Republican, then the country will make progress, huh? Not because you have opponent party. 不是这样子的啦。教会不是一定要意见不同才会进步，不是这样子的。
Church,
因为那是社会，那是政治。
The social and political perspective is that there needs to be a different view in order to.
教会是家啦。
But church is a home.
真的有不和睦哦，大家想要去那个教会都怕，真的。保那个亚波罗说哈。现在我绝对不要去哥林多教会了，你用轿子抬我去我都不去的，真的，你们教会大家分争结党，我不去，亚波罗不去的。
And if there's no harmony it will scare people off、
哦、所以我们就当那个让人家的人、啊、反正这个跟得救没有关系嘛，不晓得未来怎么样，让你呢，让你呢。那如果跟真理跟得救有关系，那就没有办法了，只好、哦，如果跟真理得救没有关系哦，没关系啦啊，让他啦。
And issues that are not directly related to salvation or to the truth, we should give way.
教会是神的啦。
Because the church belongs to
God. 你不要以为这个时候不实行这个一定不会进步，不一定是这样子的。
We should not think that if we do not pursue this, it will not progress.
啊，这样我们就可以突破孤高的阴影。
And in this way, we can break through the shadow of arrogance.
还有几分钟，几点结束？几点结束？五十啊，三十五结束啊。有没有什么问题
？Do you have any questions？
啊，没有问题，我们就继续讲下去。那我们再来看突破徒劳的服事。
How to break through laboring in vain？
就是从急功近脆到眼见服事果效的一种喜乐。
From trying to serve。In the best way, and then enjoying the fruits of our labor.
啊，我们来看二，我们来读二章啊，二章。
Philippians chapter two.
二章的十六节。
Verse 16.
二章十六节，将生命的道表明出来，叫我在基督的日子好夸口，我没有空跑，也没有徒劳。啊，保罗希望那个信徒啊，可以把生命的道表明出来。
Paul desired that the members could hold on to the word of life.
我们这个道是有生命的。
And this word has life.
这个道是可以改变生命的。
This word can transform life.
我们只要遵行这个道，我们生命是可以成长的。
As long as we submit to this word, we will grow.
因为道是活泼有功效的。
Because the word is dynamic and effective.
那怎么样表明生命的道呢？
How do we manifest the word of life?
啊，十四节、十五节就是他们用这样的方法来表明生命的道。
We do it by verse 14 and 15.
凡所行的都不可以夸言圆起争论。十五节。
15.
使你们无可指摘，诚实无伪，在弯曲变谬的世代做神无瑕疵的儿女，你们显在这世代中好像明光照耀。哦，如果我们在这个世代中真的可以像一道光啊。
If we are light in this generation,
啊，人家可以看出，看到我们就看到人生的方向。
When others look at us, they will know the direction of their life.
奇怪了，为什么大家都在投资股票，那跟着心跟着股票跑？为什么你的心不会跟着股票跑呢？
While others look to the stock market, why do we not follow suit?
为什么火来了，大家都这样子没有办法睡得着觉？为什么你睡得着觉呢？
When the fire comes, how is it that we can still sleep?
哦，你好像明光啊，给人家一条路，一个方向。
We are like light, and we direct the way.
啊，明光带来温暖。
Light brings with it warmth.
人家会对你说：“哎，小姐，你活在这个世界，世界有你真好哦。”
And they will say, "Because of you, life is a better place."
啊，你像明光带给人温暖。
You are like light, bringing warmth.
你像明光，让人看出人生的价值。
And like light, you.Show the value of life.
啊，这样子你可以实行啊，十四节、十五节所说的哈啊，就是表明生命的道了。
And then you will be able to manifest the word of life.
那如果这样的话呢，工人就没有徒劳了。
Then the workers will not be encumbered.
有时候我们工作会徒劳哦。
Sometimes you will be burdened.
徒劳就是 labor in vain.
You will be laboring in vain.
我们看哥林多前书三章第九节。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 9.
哥林多前书三章第九节。
First Corinthians chapter three, verse nine.
三章第九节，因为我们是与神同工的，你们是神所栽种的田地，所建造的房屋。我们是神所栽种的啦。
We are we are God's. We're planted by God.
所以你看一个，如果你种一棵花，你每天都会去浇水，你如果它有成长，你就会觉得很喜乐。
If we plant a flower and it grows day by day as we water it, we will be very joyful.
如果那个棵死掉了，那就白白浪费你的功夫了。
And if the blossom dies, then it would have wasted your labor.
我们来看十三节。
Verse 13.
个人的工程必然显露，因为那个日子将要表明出来，有火发现。这火要试验个人的工程怎么样。十四节。
14.
人在那根基上所建造的工程若存得住，就要得赏赐。十五节。人的工程若被烧了，他就要受亏损，自己却要得救。虽然得救，能像从火里经过一样。所以我们所牧养带领的人啊，有一天他受洗了，又离开教会了。
Those that we have pastored and brought to church, they will be baptized and maybe leave the church one day.
就好像我们的工程受亏损了，
and it
被烧掉了。
As if our building had been burnt away.
但是我们自己是会得救的了，但是好像从火里经过一样哦。十五节讲的了。
We will be delivered, but as one passing through the fire.
那怎么？所以所以如果真的弟兄姐妹有成长哦，这个工人就没有白做工了。
And if the believers have growth, then the worker will not have labored in vain.
那工人是以信徒的信心做一种贡献的祭物的。
The faith of the members is due to a sacrifice on the part of the worker.
我们来看以弗所书第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
第二章的第十七节。
Philippians chapter 2, verse 17.
二章十七节。
Chapter 2, verse 17.
我以你们的信心为贡献的祭物。所以信徒外邦人能够带人来信，这个就好像一个工人把这个祭物献给神一样。
When a person brings a Gentile to believe, it is a sacrifice on the part of the worker.
我们来看圣经哈。哥林多前书。
First Corinthians.
哥林多，我看啊，对不起。时间到了，帮我们下一节再开始好了哈，下一节再开始，我们会继续讲那个突破徒劳的服事，我们下一节开始讲好了哈，时间到了，好，我们现在默祷。
Yes, Prince.